Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Stanton, S-T-A-N-T-O-N, 11:30:59, date of birth, today is the 12th. Chief complaint, I feel terrible. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman who was seen yesterday here in the office, then subsequently at Texas Emergency Hospital with swollen leg. DVT studies were negative. Patient diagnosed with PVD. X-rays showed no fracture. Continues to have swollen left foot and left leg, period. And the paragraph for sugar yesterday was over 400. Patient went home with no instruction and really doesn't know exactly what to do with her insulin. At one time, she used to be on insulin pump, but Dr. Garza in the emergency room apparently gave her no instruction as far as what to do with her blood sugar of 460 when she gets home, period. New paragraph. She comes in today feeling weak, tired, dizzy. Her sugar is now over 500, period. New paragraph. The only prescription she received yesterday was for diclofenac for pain. And once again, discharged home with a very elevated blood sugar, period. New paragraph. White count was within normal limits. Her HNH was 16 and 42. Bicarb was 32, liver function test was stable, bilirubin 1.1. Period. The paragraph, at one time she was on insulin pump, as I mentioned, now she's on Novolog, but very confused about her medication and insulin. Allergy, none, surgery, C-section, cholecystectomy, tonsils, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She has a significant other who lives with her in Goodrich, G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H, Texas. But currently he's in the hospital. She's here with her brother, David, who is just as lost and confused about her medication, period. New paragraph, there's no way a patient can return home with a blood sugar of 509 in the state that she's in. We subsequently spoke to the house supervisor at Texas Emergency Hospital, as well as Dr. Sharif, S-H-A-R-I-F-F, who states that he will see the patient in the emergency room for observation and admission and further care, period. New paragraph. Patient was found to be very weak here in the office, tachycardic with a heart rate of 119. Medical problems as above, surgery reviewed, allergen and drug allergy. Patient's weak, using a wheelchair, using a walker, but can hardly walk. Patient blood pressure is 100 over 60 and has a positive tilt with tachycardia. O2 sat 97%, 97.9, 16, 119, 105 over 67, positive tilt, positive tachycardia. Heart, tachycardia. Lungs, bronchi, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen, scaphoid, neck, no JVD. Skin, decreased turgor. Oral mucosa, dry. Assessment, number one, hyperglycemia. Number two, not able to take care of herself. Number three, refer patient to the hospital for admission and further care. Blood sugar is now 510 and 530 subsequently. Next number, volume depletion. Next number, hypovolemic, secondary to hyperglycemia and hyperosmolar diuresis. Next number, findings discussed with house supervisor, Dr. Sharif, and patient's family before discharging patient to the emergency room for further care at CEH, in parentheses, Cleveland Emergency Hospital. Thank you.